What's going on? Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is. I'm just glad you're here. Yo, Suge Knight, right? We all know who Suge Knight is, death row superstar. We all wondered how the story was going to end. Well, Daz Dillinger takes to Instagram, laughs at him, and Suge's son wasn't really happy and called out Daz and almost told him, he'll have the last laugh. Well, guess what happened 4 days later? And Daz Dillinger got arrested and facing 13 felony charges. What do you expect Suge Knight's son to say about this? Pretty much the moral of the story is don't be too quick to judge, mock, or laugh at people. Because you know what? Calm is sluttier than a bitch. Check out this sound from Daz.
It ended yesterday. 28 years in the penitentiary. He's 53 years old. 28 years. And you wonder how the story of Suge Knight ended. The death row story has ended yesterday. You wonder how life goes and you wonder how life is. And it just ended. You know what I mean? Ha ha! I don't know what to think. Do you know what I'm thinking? Shout out to Suge Knight Jr. Go visit your daddy. He needs you. You hear me? He needs you. He needs you.
Well, what do you think happened 4 days later, yo? I mean, Suge Knight Jr. was ready to say, yo, he said, I'm going to stop. You're going to get yours. 4 days later, Daz Dillinger is facing 13 felony charges after home drug bust. Suge Knight Jr. ended up tweeting at Daz Dillinger, Suge Knight's story never dies, and he started laughing. Unblock me to watch this self-made success, bitch. And then pretty much, your braids expire, he hashtagged it, and not too much longer, this dude gets busted.
I just had to get on that because you know what it was?
You know, Bosky got to shot him out.
So I had to get on blood for shit because that's weak blood when you try to get out of a nigga and he ain't here to defend himself and nobody here to defend him. So you try to get out. That's weak blood. So I had to defend blood for blood. Just like Pac wasn't here to defend himself when niggas was trying to get at Pac. Now niggas Suge ain't here to defend himself and niggas is trying to get up Suge. So
fuck a Suge Knight. That's what Suge Knight gets for trying to be all thuggish and shit, trying to be somebody. He could have lived a nice life. Death Row Records, you know, the most best record industry, hip-hop industry. They had it made over there. But, yo, he wanted to roll that thug life. Where's Tupac from that thug life? Dead. Where's Suge? 28 years in the joint. Where's other rappers that did that stupid shit for that thug life, yo? In jail, man. That's why you don't see that gangster shit no more in hip-hop. Treyway trying to say, oh, we the new Death Row. Please, you never be nowhere like Death Row. For one, you hot pump some motherfucking Kool-Aid, dog. I mean, not dead, well, pretty much. You're doing 20 years in jail, you might as well be dead. But I'm hearing a little rumor that after 3 years serving, he's eligible for parole. Thanks for listening.